baptisms of the Bible. Now, the question of baptism has been greatly misunderstood by people down through the years. And so I thought to present this series of lessons on this theme in order to let the people know just what the Bible says on the great subject of baptism. Now, there are six baptisms at least mentioned in our New Testament. Of course, one of them is the baptism of suffering, referring to Christ, as he himself referred to it in the 20th chapter of Matthew. Last Lord's Day, we talked about the baptism of the Israelites. In the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verses 1 and 2, Paul declared that all of their fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea, and were all baptized in the cloud and in the sea unto Moses. Now today, I want to talk to you about the baptism of John, the baptism of John. Now then, John the Baptist, as he is commonly known by, was the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came before Christ to prepare his way for him, and the prophets prophesied of him and the work that he would do. In the 3rd chapter of Malachi in verse 1 says, "Behold, I will send my messenger before me to prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant." And then in the 40th chapter of Isaiah in verse 3, it speaks of the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, saying, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Now, in the 1st chapter of Mark and verses 1, 2, and 3, Mark couples these prophecies together and apply them to John the Baptist. So he was to come to prepare the way of the Lord. Now, God had promised Israel a Messiah, and this Messiah was the Lord Jesus Christ. And so John came to prepare his way before him. And at the time John came, the children of Israel had strayed away from God and from his law and had brought in many traditions of their own. And Jesus told them in the 15th chapter of Matthew and Mark 7 that they had made of none effect the commandments of God by the traditions which they held. And so it was the work of John the Baptist to restore Israel, because they had come to be known as the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In fact, the Master said in the 15th chapter of Matthew and verse 24, "I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And when he sent out the 12 to preach under the limited commission in the 10th chapter of Matthew and verse 5, he told them to go not into the way of the Gentiles or any city of the Samaritans, but go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." So it was the work of John the Baptist to restore Israel and to prepare them to receive their Messiah. And so John came preaching to the people of Israel to repent, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand. Now then, John was, one of the things he was to do was to baptize those who believed his preaching in water for the remission of their sin. Now the very fact that they had been the chosen people of God under the law and had strayed away from God, they had to repent. And so John called upon them to repent, and then they had to believe that the Christ whom John baptized and introduced to them was the Messiah which God had promised unto them. And so John's message to them then was to repent and to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to be baptized in water for the remission of their sin. And now, my friends, I would like to say to you that every water baptism that God ever commanded was for the remission of sin. I want to emphasize this because there are people today who look down upon water baptism and say that it is non-essential. But I want you to know that every baptism God commanded in water was for the remission of sin. Now, let me read you a couple of passages of Scripture to prove to you beyond any shadow of a doubt that John's baptism was for the remission of sin. In the first chapter of the book of Mark and verse 4, we learn that John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. Now, it was called a baptism of repentance because it was based upon repentance and it grew out of repentance. But the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. Now I call upon Luke to also testify that John's baptism was for the remission of sin. In the third chapter of Luke, in verses 2 and 3, we learn that the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness, and he came into all the country about Jordan and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. So, my friends, the baptism that John administered in water was for the remission of sin. Now, he was called John the Baptist 14 times in the Bible, and that word is only used in connection with John, and that was because he administered baptism. Now then, the baptism of John was restricted to the children of Israel only, the Jews. In the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, and verse 23, we learn how that God raised up Christ through the seed of David according to his promise and presented and brought him unto Israel as their Savior. And John, before his coming, preached the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. Now that's Acts 13, 23 and 24. So this baptism was only to the children of Israel, which John preached. But now, after the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord, Jesus met his disciples in a mountain Galilee where he had appointed them and declared unto them that all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now John's baptism, which was only to the children of Israel, the Jews, ended at the cross. And after the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, Jesus commanded a baptism to all nations. And it was in water and for the remission of sin. In the 10th chapter of Acts, while Peter was opening the door of faith unto the Gentiles in Caesarea, while God poured out the Holy Spirit upon these Gentiles to prove to the Jews that salvation was to other nations as well as unto the Jews. And Peter said to his Jewish brethren, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. That means by his authority. So then, baptism in water by the authority of Christ to a penitent believer is for the remission of sin, or in order to be saved. Jesus said to his disciples, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16, 15 and 16. And then on the day of Pentecost, when the gospel of Christ was preached first, in fact, Peter said unto the people when they cried out unto him and the other apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And verse 41 in Acts 2 said, they that gladly received his word were baptized, and there was added unto them the same day about 3,000 souls. And so, my friends, the baptism of John under the limited commission in the preparation period was unto the penitent believers for the remission of sin. The baptism of the worldwide commission today by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ to the penitent believer is for the remission of sin. And those who are buried with their Lord in baptism for the remission of their sins, the Lord will save them and wash them in his precious blood and add them to his blood-bought church. My friends, have you honestly been baptized for the remission of sin? Or did you think and believe that you were saved before you were baptized? If so, you was led wrong and taught wrong. And I urge you to obey the gospel of the Son of God and be baptized for the remission of sin and added to the Lord's church. Thank you for listening, and God bless you, everyone.